This is the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast, an on-demand talk radio show that covers internet marketing best practices for chiropractors. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 66 of the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara, and today we're going to talk about something that might surprise you. We're diving into how to build a patient referral system that actually feeds your AI visibility and strengthens everything else we've been discussing over the past several months. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Dr. Mac, we've been talking about AI search, generative engine optimization, Google business profile strategies, and all this cutting-edge technology. Why are we suddenly talking about something as old school as patient referrals? And that's exactly why I wanted to dedicate this episode to this topic, because here's the truth that most chiropractors are missing. The best referral systems don't just bring you new patients directly. They create the exact signals that AI systems are looking for when they decide which practices to recommend. Every referral you generate has the potential to create a review, a mention, a search, a website visit, and a dozen other digital footprints that tell AI assistants your practice is trusted, active, and worth recommending. Let me paint a picture for you. You have two practices in the same city, both offering excellent chiropractic care. Practice A has invested heavily in their website, their Google business profile is optimized, and they're doing everything right from a technical SEO standpoint. Practice B is doing all of that too, but they've also built a systematic referral engine that consistently generates 5 to 10 patient referrals every single week. Here's what happens. Those referrals from Practice B don't just become new patients. They Google the practice name before their first visit, which creates branded search signals. They check the reviews, which increases engagement with the Google business profile. They might ask their friends about the practice on social media, creating social proof. And after they become patients, if they have a great experience, they leave reviews and refer others, perpetuating the cycle. Meanwhile, AI systems like ChatGPT, Google's AI Overviews, and Perplexity are watching all of this activity. They see Practice B getting consistent branded searches, regular review activity, increasing engagement, and growing social mentions. And when someone asks these AI assistants to recommend a chiropractor, which practice do you think they're more likely to suggest? This is why I tell chiropractors that your referral system isn't separate from your AI visibility strategy. It's actually one of the most powerful drivers of the signals that make AI systems trust and recommend you. So let's talk about how to build a referral system that works in today's AI-driven world. And I want to be clear about something up front. We're not talking about awkward, pushy tactics that make you feel like a used car salesman. We're talking about creating such an exceptional patient experience that people naturally want to tell others about you and then making it easy for them to do so. The foundation of any great referral system is delivering care that's genuinely worth talking about. I know that sounds obvious, but you'd be surprised how many practices try to build referral systems on top of mediocre patient experiences. It doesn't work. Before you can expect patients to refer others, you need to make sure every single patient interaction in your practice is so good that people actually want to share it. Think about the last time you referred someone to a restaurant, a movie, or a service provider. You didn't do it because they asked you to. You did it because the experience was so good that you wanted to share it with people you care about. That's the level we're aiming for with your practice. So the first step is auditing your entire patient journey from the moment someone calls your office to schedule an appointment all the way through their treatment and beyond. Where are the friction points? Where do patients feel confused, frustrated, or uncertain? Where are the moments of delight that make them think, wow, this practice is different? I worked with a practice last year that discovered their biggest problem wasn't their clinical care, It was the 10-minute wait time on hold when patients called to schedule appointments. They fixed that one issue, and within 60 days, they saw a measurable increase in positive reviews and patient referrals. Why? Because that frustrating experience was gone, and now the entire patient journey felt smooth and professional from the very first interaction. Once you've optimized the patient experience, the second step is creating a systematic approach to asking for referrals. And here's where most chiropractors get it wrong. They either never ask at all because it feels uncomfortable, or they ask in ways that feel transactional and awkward. The key is to make referral requests feel natural and tied to value. The best time to ask for a referral is right after you've delivered exceptional value, when the patient is genuinely happy with their progress. If someone just had their first pain-free day in 6 months thanks to your care, that's the moment to say something like, "I'm so glad we've been able to help you get back to doing the things you love." You know, most of our patients come to us through referrals from people just like you who had great experiences. If you know anyone struggling with back pain or looking for a chiropractor, we'd love the opportunity to help them too. Notice what's happening there. You're not begging for referrals. You're not offering bribes or discounts. You're simply stating a fact that referrals are how you grow, and making it clear you're open to helping people they care about. It's professional, it's authentic, and it works. But here's where we take this to the next level for the AI age. When someone refers a patient to you, you want to capture that in a way that creates digital signals. One of the best strategies I've seen is to ask referring patients to introduce their friends or family members directly through your Google Business profile or your website contact form. This does two things. First, it creates trackable referral data that you can measure and improve. Second, it creates activity on your digital properties that AI systems can see and value. Some practices have even created simple referral landing pages where existing patients can send a link to friends. The page might say something like, "Your friend Dr. Sarah recommended our practice. We'd love to help you too. Click here to schedule your first appointment." This creates a trail that connects the referral back to your online presence, and those engagement signals matter for AI visibility. The third component of a modern referral system is making it incredibly easy for patients to refer others. I'm talking friction-free. The easier you make it, the more referrals you'll get. This is where a lot of practices fall short. They might ask for referrals, but then they don't give patients a simple way to actually make those referrals happen. Think about it from your patient's perspective. They're sitting in your treatment room, and you've just asked if they know anyone who might benefit from your care. They probably do know someone, but what happens next? Do they have to remember to tell that person later when they see them? Do they need to look up your phone number? Do they have to explain what you do and why their friend should call? That's too much work. And most referrals die right there because of friction. Instead, you want to hand them something tangible that makes the referral effortless. This could be a simple business card they can give to a friend, but even better is a digital referral option. Maybe it's a text message template pre-written that says, "Hey, I've been seeing this amazing chiropractor who really helped me with my back pain. Here's their info if you're interested." They can literally just forward that text to someone right there in your office. Some practices create shareable Google Business profile review links that patients can send to friends with a note that says, "Check out the reviews for my chiropractor. They're the real deal." When that friend clicks the link, they see dozens of five-star reviews, which is social proof at its finest, and they're more likely to schedule an appointment. And all of that activity, the link click, the time spent on your profile, the eventual phone call, those are signals that boost your visibility in AI recommendations. Now let's talk about the fourth element, which is tracking and optimizing your referral system. You can't improve what you don't measure, so you need a simple way to know where your referrals are coming from and which strategies are working best. This doesn't have to be complicated. It can be as simple as asking every new patient during their first visit, "How did you hear about us?" and noting whether they were referred and by whom. Over time, you'll start to see patterns. Maybe you have certain patients who refer multiple people. Maybe you notice that patients who've been with you for more than 6 months are more likely to refer others. Maybe you discover that referrals spike after specific types of treatments or outcomes. All of this data helps you refine your approach and focus on what's actually working. And here's something that ties directly into everything we've been talking about with AI visibility. When you track referrals systematically, you can also track the digital footprints they create. How many of those referred patients left reviews? How many searched for your practice name on Google before calling? How many engaged with your social media or visited your website? These aren't just vanity metrics. These are the exact signals that AI systems use to determine whether you're a trusted, active, thriving practice worth recommending. The fifth and final component is creating a culture of referrals throughout your entire team. Your front desk staff, your chiropractic assistants, everyone who interacts with patients should understand that referrals are part of how your practice grows, and they should be empowered to encourage and facilitate them. This doesn't mean everyone needs to be constantly asking for referrals. It means everyone should be delivering such exceptional service that referrals happen naturally, and when they do, the team knows how to capture and nurture them. I've seen practices where the front desk team mentions to patients checking out, "By the way, if you know anyone who's been putting off seeing a chiropractor, we're always happy to help. We love taking care of people you care about." That simple, low-pressure statement plants a seed, and it keeps referrals top of mind without feeling pushy or salesy. Here's what I want you to understand about all of this. Building a referral system isn't just about getting more patients through the door. Although that's obviously valuable, it's about creating a compound effect where every happy patient becomes a marketing asset who amplifies your online presence, generates social proof, and feeds the signals that make AI systems recognize you as the go-to expert in your area. Think about it like this. Traditional marketing is you telling the world how great you are. AI visibility is the world telling AI systems how great you are through their searches, reviews, and engagement. And referrals are your current patients telling their friends, family, and networks how great you are, which triggers all of those valuable AI signals. When you build a systematic referral engine, you're not just generating new patients. You're creating advocates who do your marketing for you, and in the process, they're making your practice more visible and more recommendable to AI assistants that are increasingly influencing where patients choose to go for care. If you're a practice that's been focused exclusively on digital marketing tactics and you've neglected referral systems, I promise you there's low-hanging fruit here. Most chiropractors either don't ask for referrals at all, or they ask sporadically without any system or strategy behind it. Just implementing the basics we've covered today, delivering exceptional experiences, asking at the right moments, making it easy, tracking results, and building a culture around it, can add 5, 10, even 15 new patients every single month from referrals alone. And remember, each of those referred patients isn't just one appointment. They're a potential lifetime patient who might bring you $5, $10, $20,000 in lifetime value. Plus, they're likely to refer others themselves, creating a compounding effect that builds momentum over time. If you want help optimizing your online presence so that when patients do refer others, those referrals can actually find you and see why you're worth choosing, that's exactly what we do at DC Rank. We specialize in SEO, GEO, and AI visibility strategies that ensure your practice shows up everywhere patients are looking, from Google Maps to AI assistants like ChatGPT. When your digital foundation is rock solid, every referral you get becomes even more valuable because those referred patients find a strong online presence that confirms they're making the right choice. You can learn more at dcrank.com. Next week, we're going to shift gears and talk about video marketing for local SEO, specifically how to use YouTube and Google Business Profile videos to boost your visibility and build authority. This is an area where most chiropractors are completely absent, which means it's a massive opportunity for those who show up and do it right. All right, that wraps things up for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. Before you go, remember to subscribe to my podcast on your favorite platform, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Audible, YouTube Podcasts, Spotify, or others, I've got you covered. If you need to see a full list of supported platforms, simply visit chiropracticmarketingpodcast.com. Last but certainly not least, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews not only help build awareness of what I'm talking about, but also give me a good indication of how I'm doing. Be nice, be fair, but definitely be honest. I would greatly appreciate it, and so will future listeners. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time. We'll be right back.